Thank you.
Go for it, Mama.
Yeah. Let me just pray for Karen and Pastor Dave here before. Thank you, worship team. Thank you very much. Bless you. And can somebody move this big puppet for me? Not the pastor. Oh, Karen. Including the offering, too. So David and Karen, can you come here for a minute? Yeah, both of you come here. Or you can just, you can face this, or face me over there. So that,
okay.
Yeah, there we go. There we, that's right, that's
you
right.
You obviously don't mind looking at us.
I don't mind, I don't mind. You know, first of all, I want to say thank you for an opportunity to be here. I've really enjoyed myself. And, you know, God is so faithful. He's taking care of all what we needed to do. And I can't wait for tomorrow morning. But I want to say thank you. That's the first thing. The second thing is that thank you for allowing Michael to also play. Because Michael is my boy. He's an anointed man. And you know, my heart one day will come back here again. How many think we should come back here again? Thank you, Jesus. But you know, I've already spoken to Karen about to stop doing this stuff and let other people do it. Because the gift needs to be honored. The gift, you are a gift to this church. And people need to unravel the gift. You know, when you put a gift together, you open the gift. That's what people need to do to you guys, and open the gift that is in you. And the gift that is in you is pastoring people and loving people, not to do all those little tiny things that is, you know. Let somebody handle that. Let Becky. Let Becky handle some of them. Okay. But yeah. But one thing I wanted to say is that you're not just a leader. Listen, you're not just a leader. You're leaders of leaders. I said it before. You're leaders of leaders. And there's just more to it. It's not only this Southwest only. There's more. You thought. You said, oh, I'm going to retire soon. No, you're not going to retire. There's no retirement in the kingdom work, okay? There's no retirement. There are people who are going to come to you, and I want you to hear me clearly. There are people who are going to come to you who are going to ask you to come and help them plant a church. You're not just a pastor. You're not just a pastor. You're a planter, too. And this is another one. There's another one. There's about 10 of them. And you need people to be able to go and release them. Because what you said is that you equip and what? And release people. It's not by mistake. It's not by mistake. God asked you to put that in there. So you're going to equip them and release them. And I saw 10 of them. I saw 10. And it's extra bonus, 12. Yeah, because the government is, number 12 is the government. Governmental authority. And not only that, there are going to be some younger ones coming. Radical. And you're asking, Lord, when am I going to get this energy with these younger people? And said, you'll be so energized. Both of you are so energized that the younger people want to be around you because you have so much energy. You're not going to be tired. And the final thing I felt the Lord is saying to you, God is going to bring the money for you to do the school. This is going to be a school. And the school is not going to be only being, a portion of this is going to be in this building. It's another building somewhere. That God is going to give you the money to build this building. And when you build it, people are going to fund the building. And it's just a little token of what you see today. It's a little token. You haven't seen anything yet. Somebody's going to say, you know what? I've given you money to do the kingdom work because he can trust you. God can trust both of you. He can trust you with his money. And finally, you thought you've been preaching before, you haven't started yet. There's going to be a revelation of a new, because the band is going to change. Listen, the band is going to change, and you have to change because there's going to be a new excitement. There's going to be a new anticipation of God's presence. And today, I break the power of the enemy that makes you tired. I release fresh of his presence in you. And everything that is causing your body to be tired, today I release that. And the Bible says you renew your youth. Your youth to Jesus. You're still a kid to Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the power. And Father, Lord, you've called him for revival. You call him to revive. When people come here, they'll be revived. When people come here, they'll be refreshed. When people come here, they'll be anointed. When people come here, they'll be hungry. When people come here, they'll be filled. They'll be fulfilled in life. When people come here, joy will come in. When people come here, marriages will be restored. When singles come here, they'll be married. So, Father, thank you for this couple. Fire! Fire! Fire. Yeah. Fire. Fire. Fire on him. Fire on him. Fire. Get him drunk. When people are drunk, they don't think. Fire on him. Leaders of leaders. Fire! Speak to your health. I restore. From today onwards, in the name of Jesus, you'll be energized by the power. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. 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 Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Yeah. Out of his mouth will be fire of God. Fire. 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 Fire will come upon him. Fire. Fire. And thank you for visiting him in his room. Because unless the leader catches it, the people in the audience will not catch it. Unless the leaders catch it, the people in the audience will not catch it. Let them catch it. Let them catch this revival. Let them catch this revival. Yeah. The whale's revival. Let them catch it too. Let them catch it too. Let them catch it too. Let them catch it. 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 Take him. And let her catch it too. The weird prophetic people would come. And when they come, God is going to teach you how to pastor the weird prophetic people. The weird ones. And they'll be chipped. God is going to clean them up. And there'll be real prophetic people being sent out from here. Church planters will be sent out from here. Church planters will send up from here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You know what? Let me just do this one more time before. If you feel, just stand up. Let's just stand up for a minute. Let's stand up. Because I need to do what I need to do. Is that okay? Is it okay if I do this? Yeah. If you're feeling the presence of God, just come up. Come up. You're feeling the presence of God come up. Yeah. I just need some catches for me. I need some catches for me. And I'll pray for the sick as well. If you're feeling the presence of God, come up. Come up. Get him, God. Get him. Watch him. Get him. Get him. Get him. Get him. Yeah. You're feeling the presence of God. Come up. Yeah. I need some catches. Yeah. He's here, folks. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You're welcome. This church will never be the same. Get him drunk. 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 Fire. What? What? Get him drunk.
No, I'm giving these. Get him drunk.
Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. She's giving out. She's giving out people. Get him drunk. When drunken people don't, they don't think. They don't think. Get him drunk. 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 Yeah. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Yeah. When people get drunk, they don't think anymore. Get a drunk. 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 That's anointing that breaks the yoke. Yeah? Yeah. Get an anointing that breaks the yoke. It's anointing that breaks the yoke. Yeah, that's a power. Get a drunk. 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 Get him 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 drunk too. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get a 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 drunk. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Father, freedom. 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 Get a drunk. 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 Hey! Get a drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Get him drunk. 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 Yeah. Get him drunk. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh dear. She said, oh dear. She said, oh dear. She said, oh dear. Get him drunk. She said, oh dear. Yeah. Oh dear. Oh dear. Yeah, oh dear. Get him drunk too. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. She said, oh dear. Oh dear, Jesus. Get him drunk. Get him drunk. Ooh. Yeah. Get him drunk too. Get him drunk. 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 Yeah. Get him drunk. 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 Fire him. Fire. Get him drunk. Get her drunk. Get her drunk. Get her drunk. Oh, she wants to give her more badges. She wants to give her. Yeah, she's giving her badges. She's giving her badges. Yeah, she's the do 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 do. Fire on her. She's giving her badges. Fire on her. 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 Fire. 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 Carry this fire. carry this fire to nations. Nations, nations, nations. Michelle, nations, 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 nations. You guys want a tidy church? You have a messy church. Woo. Woo. Hey. You want a tidy church? Watch out. You want a tidy church? Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Oh, Father. Shh. Yeah, bless Becky. Bless her. Whoa. Father God. Give them more. They want more.
Yes,
give
them more.
Yeah. Yeah. Fire on you over there. Fire on you over there. Fire on you. Fire. Bring her closer. That's the presence. That's the power. Take it. That's the power. Take it. That's the power. Yeah. Fire on it. Fire on this hands. Fire on this hands. Fire on this hands. Hey. We just begun. We just begun. Yeah. Fire on you. Touch him, my master. Touch him, my master. Touch him, my master. Touch him, my master. That's my king. 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 Touch him. Touch him. Touch your father. Touch your father. That's my king. That's my king. Touch him in the name of Jesus. Touch him. Jesus. Jesus. All right. Yeah. Oh, Father. Release the power. Release the power. Release the power. Release the power. Yeah. Yeah. Take it. Take it. Take it. Fire. Fire on him. Fire on him. Oh! Jesus. Are you still married? Are you still married? Let me see. Are you married?
Yes.
Yeah, she's married. She's married. Father, fill her. Whoa! Yeah, bring it up. 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 Let the fire. You want the fire? Take the fire! Jesus, man. All right. Is everybody have a sober? Is everyone sober yet? Oh my goodness. I asked you to bring handkerchiefs, anointing oil, bring them up. Come and leave them here. Bring them up. Bring them up. Yeah. Can you do that? You can give it to Michael. Oh, what a mess. 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 Can you touch it? What a mess. What a mess. You'll never be the same. The prophetic is going to flow. The prophetic is going to flow. The prophetic is going to flow. Powerful prophetic words to leaders, and the leaders will be changed. Hey, come back. This is your church here. This is your church. 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 Yeah, all of them, come and put them over here. Come and put them on the floor. All the oils and handkerchiefs, put them here. I hope you know which one is yours. Okay. You have an handkerchief, cloth, come and leave them here. Just remember to take them when you're done. Yeah, bring it. Bring it. Yeah, give her more. She's not done yet. She's not done. 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 Hey, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just put your name, somebody's name on it. So, because there are is that a cloth?
No, it's tissue.
Yeah, people have put tissue there too. So, hopefully you remember which one is yours. You have to take them back, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a messy church. This is messy. All right. Yeah. More, Lord. More. 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 Increase the prophetic in it. Increase the prophetic. Yeah. Get him gone. 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 When you finish, go sit down, okay? Yeah, go sit down when you're done. Yeah. No, you don't have to put your name there, but if you remember what it is. Yeah.
Sorry.
Fire of God. Fire of God. Let it carry this fire. Yeah. Let it carry this fire. Jesus. 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 When you finish, go sit down. When you finish, go sit down. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Fire now. Fire. Fire. Fire now, Lord Jesus. Pastor, are you all right? Are you sober yet? Glug, 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 glug. All right. Oh, Father, get it, Lord. Get it. Get it. Why are you in a rush to go? Why are you in a rush to go? Let God do what he needs to do. Let him do what he needs to do. You know what people do? God wants to touch them. Oh, God, I need to go. You're going nowhere. When I first met Carol Anat, that little tiny woman, she just pointed her fingers at me, and my legs went jello, jello. And she sat on me for 3 hours. She wouldn't move. I wanted to pinch her. But she will move. She sat on the floor with me for 3 hours. I was wet. All the stuff started coming out. I still remember that place. Yeah. I still remember that spot. Nobody sits there, you know, it's just stuffy. No, never mind. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Should never be the same. Should never ever be the same. Should never be the same. Should never be the same. Do you have a prayer minister? Somebody prayer ministry? A lady? I need a lady who's a prayer minister to come and sit down by her and pray for her and just soak her. Is that what they call it? Soaking. Come and soak her. Just sit down with her and soak her. God is going to use her, but you know what? She needs to come under. You know what under means? She needs to come in submission so she can, her gift can be used. All right? And this one way of doing that. You know, God knows how to humble me. It's not good. God just humbled me so much. You know, somebody asked me the question today. Was it Sarah that asked me this question? I want to answer the question. You know, when God made a promise, okay? You know, everybody thought when you sow a seed, tomorrow is going to grow. The farmers doesn't work. How many people are farmers here? Or who knows somebody who's a farmer? Yeah. When you grow seed, does it grow the next day? Wow. But it takes a long time, right? It doesn't just start the next day. But people sow seed and they want it tomorrow. Even when a woman is pregnant, doesn't get the baby, doesn't come out the next day. But Christians are so, I don't know whether naive or gullible. They want it now. And they say, God, I want it now. But you know what God told me? He's like, if I give you a million, you can't handle it. Because you can't even handle $100. Why should I give you a million? I can't even take care of $100 because I'm going to spend all of them. But now I can handle a million. You know what? He's giving me lots of money. I can have given them away. He's tested. Say, give $10,000. We have given it away. And I got more back. Isn't that amazing? Because I know I can trust him. And he can trust me. You know, and one of the ladies in our church, she told me that, Pastor, God told me to give $5,000 away. And I said, so what's your problem? I said, do you have the money? He said, yes. So what's your problem? He said, well, I don't know the person. I said, what has that got to do with that? She gave it away. Boop. And I said to her, you've given it away. You're sowing a seed and do not worry how, do not care how it's going to come back. And if it doesn't come back, and that's okay too. That's okay too. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken. You know what the righteous means? Somebody who's done the right thing. I've never seen someone who's done the right thing and forsaken or beg for bread. Unless you're not doing it with your heart. Out of the heart flows. Out of the heart flows. It's not one river. Rivers. Anyway, but let me just share a little bit and then we'll see what happens to this. Okay? We'll see what happens to this. I have no clue why I'm doing this. You know, I'm just a little boy who is in the arms of Jesus who loves to have fun. Sickness will be healed in this. Loads, I'm speaking British, loads. Loads. Lots and lots of things will happen through this. Loads. Is that what they call it? Loads. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29. Let me read that first. Let me read that verse there. Deuteronomy 29:29. I even don't know what Deuteronomy 29:29 is. I don't know. That's how God gives me words. No clue. So help me, Jesus. When I first became a Christian, they said, somebody told me if you open the Bible, just point your finger there and God will answer the prayer. I did that so many times it didn't work. And I did that, you know what? I did that. I said, well, you're going to lose something. And I said, so I don't point fingers any longer. You don't know how religion causes problems for some people. If you're religious, you can't follow Jesus. Deuteronomy 29:29. It's always that. Where am I? He said, 29:29. Then men will say, what's that? Oh. The secret things belongs to the Lord, our God. But the things revealed belongs to us and to our children forever. And we may follow all the words of the Lord. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belongs to the Lord. Listen, you want to follow God, you have to have a way of connecting with him so he can reveal the secrets of his heart to you. And when he reveals his secrets to you, he will reveal certain things about you and it goes from generation to generation to generations. That means when he reveals something to you, that he's going to cause you for the generations to come to change the lives of generations. It's in Psalm 59, verse 21, that he will pass on to your generation to generations. The secret things belong to the Lord. One of the things a lot of people are struggling with, how to connect with God. And when they're connected with God, what happens next? See, with God, you have to learn to expect. You have to learn to expect more. You have to learn to want more of him. And in order for his secrets to come, he only reveals things to the people that are closer to him. Like I said yesterday or 2 days ago, that's why Jesus doesn't call them slaves anymore. He calls them friends. And you only reveal your secrets to your friends. You don't reveal secrets to your enemy. Joseph did. Guess what happened to him? Thank God that he found God. Otherwise, he was absolutely going to be doomed. They wanted to kill him because he revealed a secret. God gave him a secret. He didn't keep the secret. And let me tell you what I'm going to share tonight. When God reveals the secrets to you, you have to learn what to do with the secret. You have to learn when to share that secret out, how to share that secret out. Otherwise, if you share it too early, it causes problem. If you share it too late, it causes problem. So when God reveals his secrets to you, and what he does to you is that he first reveals secret about yourself so you can get to know yourself. Because one of the things the enemy is always looking for is to take your identity away. He's trying to take who you are away. Who am I? What am I? What? There are three things in life. Who am I? What am I supposed to do in life? Who am I? Who are you? When Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, and the Holy Spirit came upon him, he was led to the mountain to be tempted. What did the enemy do? He tried to find out who Jesus Christ is. He said, if you are really the Son of God, what is he trying to do? He's trying to make sure that he knows who he is. And Jesus said, well, wait a minute, I know who I am. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. He said, I know who I am, excuse me. The enemy was trying to break Jesus by telling him who he is, by trying to find out who he is. And one of the things the enemy will try to do in your life is to try to say you can know yourself. If you don't know yourself, if you don't know who God has made you to be, if you don't know you, that's one of the things God taught me, to know Zach. That's what healed my heart. When you know yourself, you're not afraid any longer. When God has healed you, you're no longer worried about what somebody's going to say about you, because it's no longer you that live. It's Christ that lives in you. So when he reveals his secret is to make you to become who he's really actually make you to become. He wants you to become somebody. But unless you know who you are, you cannot help somebody else. Because you see, what happens is that we don't know who we are. We try to do whatever we can. And guess what? We pass on the garbage that we have to somebody else. We pass on our own problems to somebody else because we ourselves are not fully healed. We ourselves are not there, because when we are not there, how? You see, if I don't have $5 in my pocket, I cannot give, oops, that's a paper. Oh, it works. That's $5. If I don't have $5, I cannot give Dave $5. There's no way I can give Dave $5 unless I go steal it. But what happens is that we ourselves, we don't really know who we are, and we're trying to give somebody something that we don't have. That's why it keeps failing. That's why we're passing on things to people that they're, you know what, and they're not fully there yet, and they go out there, they get killed in the field. They get hammered in this field. They get destroyed in the field. But when you know who you are, and you pass this thing on, and when you pass it on to people and they know who they are, the enemy has lost the battle. He's lost the battle because, you know what? Because that's what Jesus Christ did. He fully trained people. You could remember what Peter said. Silver nor gold I don't have, but I know what I have. Do you know why he knows what I have? Because he's been around somebody who knows who he is. You see what I'm saying? He's been around Jesus a lot. He's been around Jesus a lot. Oh, fire on her again. Fire on her again. Because It's good to have faith, because it's faith that moves God, okay? The only thing that moves God is faith. He likes the way we have faith in him. But he wants you to know who you are. The devil said to Adam, did God really say that? Why does he want Adam to doubt God? Why? Because he wants to cut off his inheritance. That's what the enemy comes to do. Did God really say that? When you get a prophetic word, guess what happens? When I first get my prophetic word, I say, oh, you're going to go to the nations. I just became a born-again Christian. Somebody came to me, you're going to go to the nations. What? What's the nations? What am I going to do there? I can barely even read the Bible. Let alone go to the nations. And the enemy said, ha, 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 we'll see how far you're going to go. Don't let them batter you up. I didn't know what I was. I didn't know who I was. But now I understand. I'm doing what I'm called to do. I love this. I enjoy this. I love what I do. So one thing, he said, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. He always gives his secrets. He always reveals things about himself. First of all, he reveals things about yourself so that he can cleanse you up. I used to be a boxer. In the natural sense, I used to be a boxer. And so one day he told me to go to the boxing ring and get all the stuff out of me. And I said, so I went to the boxing ring and I was boxing I don't know what they call that in the bag. Boom, boom, and I was sweating. I was boxing. You can do it. And I said, no, I'm tired. My hands are hurting. He said, you can do it. And I've hit this boxing so many times and I got tired and I fell down and said, now you are ready. I said, what? I've just been hitting this almost about 3 hours. I'm ready? He said, yes, now you're ready. I said, my hands are weak. He said, that's my point. He said, you're ready? I said, no, I'm not ready. Look, man, I barely stand up. He said, now you're ready. You know, when you think you're not ready, that's when God thinks you're ready. When you think you're ready, I'm telling you, you're not ready. You know what I'm saying? You're not ready. But he brings secrets. He brings his secrets. And one of the things he does is that he reveals who you are to yourself. So you know you. Because if you don't know you, people will tell them about you. People will say bad things about, look, it comes with the territory, okay? It comes with the territory. The sheep bites, okay? Do you hear what I said? Sheep bite. The sheep, they bite. Christians bite, okay? Christian bite. Do you know one of the most challenging things for me is when I became a Christian, the same Christian who are my good friends, they backbite. They say bad things about me. And these are Christians. They say things, the Bible says, liars will not inherit the kingdom of God. They say things about you and say, really? Where did they get that from? And God healed my heart. Now, you know what God wanted me to punch the bar? So when it hurts, so it doesn't hurt anymore. Now people can punch me as much as they can. It doesn't hurt me anymore. Doesn't hurt me. He's healed my heart. It's what he thinks about me that matters, not what people think about me. So it doesn't matter what you think about me. If you think about me bad, bless your heart. Actually, the more you say bad things about me, the more I get successful. So I remember one time I was in church and I went to speak at that. I went to speak at Seventh-day Adventist. Ha. This pastor have no clue why he brought me down there. He brought me to Seventh-day Adventist. And I said, he called me and said, I said, well, we are Seventh-day Adventist. We want you to come and give your testimony. I said, so, you sure what you're asking for? Say, well, just come and give your testimony. Only your testimony. Say, okay. Are you sure? I don't know. I said, do you have something in mind? I said, why did you invite me down? He said, well, there are people around us who want to hear your testimony. I said, it's not just a testimony. There's more to that. He said, oh, what does that mean? I said, I have no clue. So I went there. I went there on Saturday. I thought they were having Saturday meetings and Sunday mornings. But the Saturday night service is Seventh-day Adventist. I didn't know that. So I went to this church at Seventh-day Adventist. And I got there. The people were packed there. And they just wanted to hear my testimony. I got into the room. And when I walked into the room and they took my Bible and they showed me where I'm supposed to sit, I sat down and I was just having a good time. And I was just I just started my testimony. And the Lord said, stop. Pray for people. And said, whoa! Not Salvation Army. not Seventh-day Adventist. Please. Let's do something. They're asking for testimony. They didn't ask me to pray for people. So I said, well, he asked me to stop. He said, what? See, you're getting it. Everybody's enjoying it. He asked me to stop. So I'm going to stop. Everybody stand up. And I said, what is he going to do? And I said, everybody stand up. And the Lord said to me, calling the fire to come down. Whoa! And the fire, and the pastor went, boops! And the pastor went, whoa, what's going on here? Boom, 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 boom. That's the end of the service. They never invited me back. That's not good. That's not a good testimony. People were healed and touched. And you know what? I didn't do anything. I just sat down, and he started doing the work. Isn't that funny, eh? And here I am. I have prepared myself. I rehearsed it. I want to pray for people. I want to prophesy. All that was in the garbage. It's no good. He just boop, 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 boop. So years later, the pastor called me again. He said, are you still alive? I said, yeah, I'm alive. I even seen him invited to come to places. He said, yep. Oh, we have a small group. And I said, what happened? He said, well, Seventh-day Adventist, that was the first time. Nobody's ever gone down like that. And besides, he had, fibrillator, yeah. He had fibrillator. That day he was healed of that fibrillator. He had no more problem with that. And one of them has a leg that is swollen. It came down right there. It just shrunk it. No more swollen. Shrunk. And they've seen testimonies, but you know what? It's religion. Religion, that's what religion causes people. But when God reveals his secrets, and you know what? He reveals his secrets to a place where you don't even expect. First of all, he does it in the bedroom. He does it with you alone with him. Then he starts exposing it. And you know what? If you don't deal with your secrets, if you don't deal with the heart issues, he will expose them. That's why a lot of people fail, because they don't deal with the issues of the heart. See, out of the heart flows. When you don't deal with the issues of the heart, when there's dirt in there, you know, I've known the one thing about computers: garbage in, garbage what? Garbage in, garbage out. If you don't get the garbage out, one day the garbage is going to come out, and it's going to come out when you don't expect it. But when you put good in, good comes out. when you put anointing in, anointing comes out. When the garbage is there, we all have garbage. Deal with them quickly. And that's the secret. And look what I said, but the things revealed belongs to us. He reveals things to us. It's not only the secret things, it's for your own personal life. He reveals personal things about you so that you can get healed. So Zach, you know, Zach, you have an anger problem. Deal with that. And I said, no, I don't. He said, yes, you do. One day he told me, Zach, I told God, Lord, I want to have patience. It didn't go well at all. I said, Lord, I'm praying for patience. And this is what he did. I went to a new church in Berry, and I was going home, and somebody cut me off from the traffic. I almost brought the finger out. You know what I'm saying? And I said, Lord, what are you doing? He said, well, you asked me to give you patience, didn't you? I said, no, not that kind of patience. I was going home again. Once I get to the highway, wham, this woman cut me off again. And I'm driving the church van, and it's written, a church that cares. a church that cares. And somebody cut me off. I almost took the finger out, and I'm the pastor. And I said, Lord, what are you doing? He said, well, you asked me to give you patience. I said, that's not the kind of patience I'm looking for. I'm looking for patience for people in the church. He said, start from the streets if it gets into the church. And I'm going home again, and I'm saying, okay, Lord, don't do it again, please. Don't do it again. And then I went to a grocery shop. And he said, can you go to a grocery shop? I said, Lord, what do you have in mind? He said, nothing. Just go to the grocery shop. I went to the grocery shop. Okay, Lord. So I went to a grocery shop, and I'm glad the grocery shop is big so you can roam around. Otherwise, you'll think I'm going to steal something or something. You know? So I went to the grocery shop, and I was walking around. And I saw, and he said, that's the guy. I said, not him. He said, yep, that's him. I said, what do you have in mind? He said, nothing. Just go talk to him. He said, oh, not again. The secret things belong to the Lord, but things revealed belong to what? To us. He reveals people's hearts to you. What am I saying? He reveals people's heart. He reveals himself to you, and he reveals himself to you and brings his heart to your heart. You give only what you have. The tenderness, the compassion that you have is what you give out. He reveals people's heart to you. So when you see them, when you stand in front of them, he opens you. But they said to Jeremiah, open your mouth or fail it. And as you stand in front of them, you open your mouth. Sometimes I'm amazed. When I finish saying something, did you just say that? I have no clue what I said. After when I finish saying it, people, did you hear what I said? I said, no. Do you remember what you said? Absolutely not. Even to this week, people have asked me, do you remember what you told me? I said, no, I don't remember. Once I get it out, it's gone. It's not mine. But the secret things belong to, he brings what? He reveals the secret things to you. And not only that, he's going to pass on to your children and to your children's children. Let me read the last scripture verse. Can you give me my Bible again? Let me read. It's in Psalm 59, verse 21. Can you put it up for me? Psalm. Is that what you call them? Psalms or Psalms? Oh, I say Psalms. There's an English. Is there any English teacher here? Don't correct me, please. Psalm 59, verse 21. Huh? Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Sorry, it's in Isaiah 59, verse 21. Isaiah 59, verse 21. They look the same, don't they? Isaiah 59, verse 21. He said, the secret things, he said, the Lord reveals his secret things to you, to us. And he said, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit, who is on you, and my words that I put in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth, nor fully depart from your children's mouth, nor even from your children's mouth. From this time on and forevermore. He said, the secret things belong to the Lord, and then things revealed to us, and then to the children. And in Isaiah 59, verse 21, as for me, now Isaiah is completely confident because God has revealed the secret to Isaiah. You remember Isaiah who said, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. You remember that? You remember that? He said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And God touched his mouth and removed all the unclean stuff. Finally, Isaiah got it. He said, ask for me. Ask for me. See? Ask for me. Now, I got it. He's revealed the secret to me. I don't have unclean mouth anymore. Now, he's revealed this to me. He said, this is my covenant with them. Because God is revealing his heart to Israel. This is my confidence. This is my covenant. You know what a covenant means? An agreement. A promise. All your promises are yes and amen. So, the covenant I made with you is what? Says the Lord, that my spirit. Remember? He said, the secret, he gives you his spirit. Put his spirit in there. And when he puts his spirit in there, he said, my spirit, who is upon you now, is no longer in you. So it's no longer only in you. It's now coming what? Upon you. See the difference? When the secret, when he's revealing the secrets, it's what? In you. Now he's on what? Upon you. He says, who is now upon you? And my words that I have put in your mouth. Because Isaiah had a filthy mouth. And he's taking the filthy out of his mouth. He said, now the words that I put in your mouth are now clean. I've cleansed your mouth. And because inside is clean, and the Holy Spirit is inside now, I've cleansed your mouth, and now the words that comes out are clean. He said, my words are put in your mouth. Not only will it will never depart from your mouth, nor will it depart from your children's mouth. And this is for generations to come. This is for generations. It's not going to give it what? To your children's children's children. So this is what I felt I should do tonight, okay? Oh. And Father, thank you for these things. Generations to come will benefit from this. Children will benefit from this. Grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren will benefit from this. Because when they see signs and wonders and miracles, life will be changed forever. Whoever they lay these hands on, whoever they touch this, whether it's oil or paper, whatever sickness is it, Lord, I declare they'll be healed. I declare, Holy Spirit, I release your power. I release your glory in all this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare over this, life will never be the same. Any child that is sick will be healed. Any adult that is sick will be healed. I declare. Cancer will be healed. MS will be healed. Fibromyalgia will be healed. depression will be gone. Diabetes will be healed. In the name of Jesus. And I finished with this. I normally close 3, 4, 5 times, but I'm going to close twice now. Yes, Lord. You know, one of the things I've learned is the simplicity of the gospel. Very simple. And I said this on Friday, that we've made the gospel so complicated that children can understand the gospel any longer. And I believe in that God is bringing back to the simplicity of the gospel, that we don't have to be too complicated. Make it simple so that babies can understand. Because we've made the gospel so complicated. And one of the things people have made the gospel so complicated is that, you know, I was telling my story. People said to me, you have to close your door. You have to close your whole room and put a carpet and put a black curtain and cover the whole room so that the room is so dark that I can't even see myself. And you call God and call on God and God will show up. And the Lord said to me, that's religion. I said, Holy Spirit, come, and he shows up. Very simple. You know, I don't have to pray 8 hours. Somebody told me if you pray 7 hours, the 8th hour is the bonus. And God will show up. I tried and he didn't show up. But I said, Holy Spirit, come, and he shows up. The simplicity. See, what I'm teaching tonight is very simple. Anybody can do this. You can do this. You can say, Holy Spirit, come. And, you know, I've learned to understand the language. There's a heavenly language. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. That's another heavenly language. But there's a language in heaven that you have to understand. You have to understand, because how can you hear him when you don't understand him? How can you want to relate to someone when you have no relationship with the person? Unless there's a relationship, unless you can understand how he feels. I'm learning to understand how he feels. He has feelings. He gets hurt easily. So you have to understand to walk with him, to laugh with him, to cry with him. Do you know, he can tell you stuff that, you know what, sometimes he tells me stuff that doesn't make sense. But when he reveals his secret to you and begins to reveal things about people to you, you humble yourself. And you come and say, you know what, because you're just like everybody else. I am no different from anybody else. And I'm not better than anybody else. It's just a privilege. What I'm doing is a privilege. It's not that I deserve it. It's not that I earned it. Listen, I don't earn it. He just loves me. That's all. I just love him. I can't do a better job than anybody else. Honestly, I'm just a little boy who is hungry for God. I'm just a man who is desperate for him. And I'm still desperate for him. I still want more. You know what? You can never have enough. I still want more. And I'm not done. He still gives me more. He gives me more. The more he gives me, the more I guess what? The more I don't understand what's going on. The more I get closer, the more I don't understand him. But the more I get closer, the more I get saturated his love. This is a man who has no love. This is a man who's hurt a lot of people. A lot of people. But God has given me a second chance to love people. So that's why when I'm praying for somebody, the person in front of me is only the most important person at that moment. I take the person I'm praying for, that's why I take my time, is the most important person I'm praying for. Everybody else is no, doesn't matter. But the person I'm focusing on is the only person, and I am zooming on the person because the person is precious. That is God who made that person. He made that person, and that person, I should treat that person with dignity and respect and honor. I see the person the way Jesus sees them. And that's what makes the difference. Because he softened my heart to love people. I hated people. I didn't want to have anything to do with people. Because that's what I was, when I was a Muslim, that's how I was trained. Life, you don't value life. Life is nothing. Life can go like that. And besides, when you hurt somebody, when you kill somebody, they say you're going to heaven. That's where I grew up. So for God to turn my heart, to take the heart of stone and put a new heart of flesh in it, and cause me to obey his status, wow, and become his home, wow. So tonight, this is what I want to say to you. I know you guys have a ministry team, prayer ministry team. I'm saying to you, when you're praying for somebody, whoever you're praying for, or whoever you're praying to, you need to let the person know that you're so significant. You're so important. Nothing else matters at that second, that minute. The person you're praying for is the most important person. Jesus is looking at the person like you are looking at the person. And you should, that's when I was praying for you. What's your name?
Linda.
Linda, when I was praying for you, that's what made a difference. That's what made a difference. Because I see her the way Jesus sees her. I honor her the way Jesus sees her. I don't see her as a lady on a wheelchair. That's not what I see. I see a precious woman of God. I see this precious jewel, this precious gift to this world. That's what I see. That's what I see. And when you do it, because they said Jesus has said, the Bible says Jesus had compassion. He was moved with what? Compassion. And when you're moved with compassion, you do stuff that normal people don't do. In our church, we are not normal people any longer. We're no longer normal people. We are peculiar people. We're peculiar. We're peculiar people. We're different people. So I want to say this to the prayer ministry or those who are going to be trained for the prayer ministry. I want you to help to establish this. Because that will change. Even though I know you've been praying for people, people's lives have been changed forever. But still, you can still learn from this. This is my, he said, the secret is revealed to you. This is the secret he gave me. And when I'm praying for you, when I'm praying for Chris, when I'm praying for this Spanish and French woman, Heloise, when I'm praying for her, she's the only one. The whole world is forgotten. She's the only one. She's the only person God is talking to. I don't look anywhere. I don't, And that's why when I pray for people, I keep coming back because it's not done. And I'm seeing stuff because God opens my eyes and I begin to see stuff. And I'm seeing what God is doing in her life. And God is doing what he needs to do. I only see what the Father does. I only do what the Father does. Right? Because that's why Jesus was very successful. He will see what the Father is doing. That's why he does it. Otherwise, what happens is that you're praying for people and we get distracted. The person doesn't feel welcome. The person doesn't feel they want it. But when you zoom on the person and you speak life into the person, at that moment, the most precious gift, that alabaster jar, that woman knew the significance of focusing on one person. You know what I'm saying? She knew the significance. That's why she took the oil, she took the perfume and poured it in Jesus. She knew the significance. And what happened? At the end, Jesus honored her. Jesus honored her. And the Bible says that woman will remember. And we are still remembering that woman till today. Why? The significance of putting somebody, importance in somebody's life. We could see the next friend, we could be possible the next French prime minister or the next president. We don't know. See why you should value somebody. You never know who they're going to be tomorrow. You never know. Because what you say to them will make a difference in their lives. All right? That's all I have to say tonight. Is it okay?